The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus says so many times in the Gospel of John, "Amen, amen, I say to you." Okay. Whenever you hear those words, it's John's way of saying, listen up, because what's about to follow is really important. Trouble is, what follows those words, "Amen, amen, I say to you," is often really hard to understand, as in the case today. "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever doesn't enter through the gate is a thief or a marauder." A tiny thought for today about what those words mean, okay? Just a little thought, and certainly not an exhaustive one, but one facet of the gemstone, so to speak. Begin with this thought. Think about this for just a moment. The root of sin is not a desire to rebel against God. The root of sin, rather, is simply a desire to be independent of God. Just think about that for just a second. Sin is not so much, "I'm going to rebel against God and his might and his throne." It's simply a desire to be independent of God, as if to live your life saying, "God, this has nothing to do with you." That's the root of all of our sin. Life is a series of choices. We're making choices all day long. You know what we really want? What we really want is that our choices don't have any consequences. For example, don't all raise your hands at once, but who wouldn't want to eat whatever they wanted and not gain weight, right? Yes, yes. Choices without consequences. The root of all sin is the desire to act without any consequences, to act as though God does not exist. Trouble is, we can't. Gets us into heaps of trouble. So Jesus phrases it this week in terms of a shepherd and sheep, which is something that they would have understood in their time, and we don't understand it quite as well as our time. In the fourth week of Easter, Jesus always uses this beautiful metaphor, "I am the shepherd and you are the sheep." Now, I've spent a decent amount of time in the vicinity of sheep and shepherds different times in my life. I'll tell you one thing you can say about sheep. They always act as though their choices have no consequences. I've seen sheep munch grass right up to the edge of a cliff. And they would have kept on walking, kept on munching, if the shepherd didn't come back with his crook and pull him back off the edge. Sheep are always making choices without thinking anything about the consequences of those choices, and we're doing the same thing. We make choices, and every time we do, we think it's going to lead to peace, it's going to lead to happiness, it's going to lead to fulfillment, it's going to lead to content, something along those lines. But the fact is, if we're not under the care of the shepherd, we lose what we think we're going to gain. Every time we listen to any other voice in the world that's not the voice of Jesus the shepherd, the happiness, the peace, the joy that we're seeking, that gets stolen from us. It was your birthright. It's your birthright by your baptism. And it gets stolen from us when we listen to a voice that is not his own. The key line to understanding this passage of Scripture is the very last line. I came, Jesus says, that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, often people think that means that they're going to have eternal life in the bliss of heaven, and that's true. Let him shepherd you, and yeah, he'll lead you safely home. But we're mistaken if we think that the abundant life that Jesus promises us is some kind of prize we only collect at the end of our lives. It's something that, although patched with suffering and difficulty and forbearance and patience, is something we actually are meant to experience right now. And you see it in the lives of the saints. So you've got to stop and ask yourself this question. It's actually a darn good examination of conscience. Simply ask yourself if you're at peace. Ask yourself if you have joy in your heart. Ask yourself if you're happy. Turn off the TV. You know, turn off all the distractions. When it's just you and the silence of your room and your own heart and your own soul, are you at peace? Lots of people aren't. All you have to do is open your eyes and look around the world at a world that's trying to run away from the consequences of its own decisions. Sometimes it runs away in substance abuse or alcoholism or workaholism or 100 other things. Internet, illicit substances, all kinds of things. People are always trying to escape their internal discontent, trying to dull it like a narcotic. Stop and ask yourself if, in any degree that describes you, whose voice are you listening to? You know, a lot of people listen 10 to 1 to the voice of politics over the voice of Jesus Christ, the voice of what they hear on the news. It's no wonder they're discontent. Someday I'll tell you about, I used to be a reporter for NBC Radio. Someday I'll tell you about that. No wonder they're discontent. It's designed to make you upset. Some people live their lives listening to the opinions of other people, as if the thoughts and approval of others were the thoughts and approval of God. No wonder they're discontent. Listen, any degree to which you listen to a voice that is not the voice of a good shepherd is the degree to which you'll lose what you're trying to gain, because those voices are thieves and marauders. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A little tiny reminder here today. Let's remain under his care that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen.